弟兄姐妹早上好。
Brother and sister, good morning.
早上好。yeah. 明天就是美国的国庆节哈。
Tomorrow is American the Independence Day.
希望大家跟家人跟朋友都有一个愉快美好的时光。
So I hope you have a wonderful holiday with your friends and family.
那么无论是美国的总统还是一般的民众，每每重要讲话之后都会讲一句愿上帝祝福美国。
And so it doesn't matter if it's the president or it's just the citizens, we love to say this, wish the God bless America.
那么我们在教会我们则会说愿上帝洁净美国，可以使美国为主所用。
And so we would like to say when the God will cleanse this country, and so this country can be used by the Lord.
我想最近呢，大家注意到新闻的话，都会关心到美国最高法院的那个裁决。
So if you pay attention to the news, you will know that there's a Supreme Court ruling.
就是关于堕胎方面的一个裁决。
And so have to do with Roe and Wade.
其实这并不是一个禁止堕胎的一个法令。
It's actually an anti-abortion law.
但是在美国就好像扔下了一颗原子弹一样。
But it's almost like dropping an atomic bomb.
一时间你会发现所有的媒体一些自由派的舆论都是喧嚣之声鼎沸。
And so you can tell that there's a roaring voice of liberal and the media.
那么抗议的声浪呢也是波及到全国各个地方。
Protests are everywhere in this country.
所以这样我们看到美国一个如此蒙神祝福的国家。
So we can see this country is so blessed by God.
但是它已经在背离神的道路上已经走得有多远。
But it has been swept away very far.
这种道德价值观的冲突呢还会继续的。
And this kind of turmoil and the chaos will continue.
那么在未来的日子可能会愈演愈烈。
And so we can see this conflict will become worse and worse.
那么结果如何呢？我们需要拭目以待。
And so what will happen that we need to see it.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们现在生活在一个动荡的世界。
So we are living in a very turbulent world.
人们都缺乏一种安全感。
We are lack of security.
甚至在经济文化都高度发展的美国也是一样。
And even the Western country with a highly developed economy and culture.
那么俄罗斯跟乌克兰的战争引发全球性的物价的上涨跟这个波动。
And because of Ukraine and the Russian war, so there's a huge inflation.
那么也影响到我们的现实的生活。
And also influences the life.
所以现在是打仗和打仗的风声到处都有。
So you can see the wars and the voice of wars everywhere.
所以呢这都影响着我们的现实的生活。
So that affect our life.
说面对这个纷纷扰扰的世界。
So when we're facing this very noisy world.
教会是不能够设身之外的。
And so we cannot step aside.
那么教会怎么样面对这样的冲突跟危机？
How do the church to face and deal with it?
那么从今天开始我们就预备查考。一起来思考这个但以理书。
And from this Sunday, we're going to start study book of Daniel.
为什么我们选择这一卷书呢？
Why do we choose this book?
那我实在是觉得说，我们现在这个世界所面临的光景啊，是需要有神的话语作为我们的激励。
Because of the way the nowadays what we're facing, that we need God's words.
那么但以理所生活的那个时代，
The day when Daniel lived.
那个时候所发生的事情真是给我们很好的一些启示。
And so really have a good revelation for us.
所以我首先呢是来大家看一看整卷书啊。
And let's have an overview of the whole book.
这卷书的主题就是上帝掌管万国。
And so the theme of this book is called God's Sovereignty over Nations.
那么当以色列国家灭亡信仰不存的时候。
So then when the country was perished and their faith no longer pure.
那么这个时候那么但以理和一群年轻人在异国他乡他们所经历的神迹奇事。
And this is what talk about what happened to Daniel and his friends, some of the miracle things happened.
那也都提醒我们今天我们生活的这个时代啊。
And really remind where we live right now.
越来越远离神。
And we are stay adrift away from God.
我们怎么样在这样一个环境下能够出污泥而不染。
And we can continue to live and without being contaminated.
继续持守我们的信仰。
And continue to hold our faith.
那么但以理书的第一章第六章呢大部分是讲的一些小故事。
And so from chapter 1 to 6, you talk about some of the stories.
那么第七章跟第十二章呢则是讲到但以理所接受的那些异象。
And so then from chapter 7 to 12, I talk about the vision that Daniel has seen.
那是对预言的一些未来。
And so some of the
对未来的一些预言。
And so it's a prophecy of the future.
那么这些个图表都会在网上可以下载到。
And so we already download those the slides that you can see it.
那么现在我们来看啊，这卷书的话，我们主要是集中在这个第一章跟第六章之间这些小故事上。
And so we're going to focus some of the stories between chapter 1 to 6.
我们今天看的第一节到第七节呢，基本上就是对这一部分经文的一个介绍。
And so it's the introduction of chapter 1 to 1 to 6.
说你如果有圣经的话，请打开圣经的但以理书，在旧约。
If you have a Bible, please turn your Bible to Daniel chapter 1.
那么旧约的但以理书第一章一到七节。
And verse 1 to 6.
那么我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
So、Pastor Chen, we read Chinese, I will read English.
但以理书第一章第一节
Verse 1.
犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。
In the third year of a reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
主将犹大王约雅敬并神殿中器皿的几份交付他手，他就将这器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙里，就在放在他神的库中。
And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple of God, that he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylon, and put in the treasure house on his God.
王吩咐太监长亚士比拿从以色列人的中尺和贵胄中带进几个人来。
Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, chief of his court officials, to bring in some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility.
就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通晓各样学问，知识聪明具备，足能侍立在王宫的。要叫他们加勒底的文字言语。
So young man without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace, it was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians.
王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒，每日赐给他们一份，养他们三年，满了三年。好叫他们在王面前侍立。
The king assigned them in a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to be trained for 3 years, and after that, they were to enter the king's service.
他们中间有犹大族的人，但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚。
Among those were some were Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
太监长给他们起名，称但以理为伯提莎莎，称哈拿尼亚为沙德拉，称米沙利为米萨，称亚撒利亚为亚伯尼哥。
The chief official gave them new names to Daniel, the name Belshazzar, to Hananiah, Shadrach, the Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego. Can say that word very well.
一大堆名字，像绕口令一样。不过这些名字都有意思的哈。
But every name has its meaning.
因为当时那个以色列人呢是分南国跟北国。
And at that time, the Israel was divided by North and the South Kingdom.
那么北国呢是在Tim, 你可以停止这 share screen 那么北国呢是在主前722年被灭的。
And so the North Kingdom was perished at the 722 BC.
那么接着就剩南国就萎缩在耶路撒冷附近的地区。
And so South Kingdom is actually exists around the Jerusalem area.
那么这时巴比伦国兴起哈。
And but Babylon is being became a very strong country.
不断的入侵这个南国
continually invade the south kingdom.
于是有三次的犹大国的被掳
and so they capture the country three times.
那么第一次呢，就是在主前605年
and the first time was the 605 BC.
就是圣经里面讲的这个约雅敬在位的第三年
and so that is the year of the third year.
所以这个尼布甲尼撒把这城围住攻破了之后呢，就带走了一批人
and Nebuchadnezzar actually surrounded the city and captured many people
不但带走了人还带走了圣殿中的一些器皿
and besides capture people also carry a lot of the article from the temple
因为在古代那个近东的时期啊，他们战争得胜啊，他们是认为他如果能打仗得胜是因为他的神得胜
and so during that time when you win a war means that your God has helped you
所以他要回去就要多多敬拜他的神
and so when they go back they need to worship their God more
所以他把这些器具呢放在他的神庙里来 宣扬他的胜利
so they are boasting their victory they will put those articles in their own temple
所以在第二节里反复的讲到这些器皿的事情
so in verse 2 talk about those articles being carried away
实际上这是为后面的故事做铺垫
and it's putting a pathway for a later story
那我们以后会讲到这些器皿的故事
and we will later we'll talk about some of those articles
那么第一章首先看到的是他要掳的一些人包括一些年轻人
and so the chapter 1 talk about who they capture
那么但以理生活的是一个特别的时代
and Daniel lived a very special time
那么可以说是国破家亡他们没有办法不得已要被带到巴比伦去生活。
So their country and their home were destroyed, so they have to leave the area.
那么但以理呢？这个时候啊，大概只是十几岁的年纪。
And Daniel was a teenager.
因为这里讲到说他是年少，所以大概没有到十八岁成年。
So he was before 18 years old.
所以呢，他们会带到这个地方之后呢，然后他在那里生活。
And so they would carry those young people to Babylon, and they would live there.
那么圣经里记载在第一章的最后一节说但以理呢一直生活到什么到这个古列王的元年
and so they talk about the he lived until he's 90 years old
因为至少那个时候他还在王宫里面做事
he still work in the temple
所以这样算来一下他大概那个时候差不多90岁
so he probably was 90 years old
所以他见证了很多的不同的王哈
and so he has testified so many different kings ruling the country
那个时候甚至到了巴比伦王朝灭亡亚代波斯兴起的时候
and even until the day the Babylon was destroyed and the Persian became the king
所以弟兄姐妹我们现在生活在西方世界其实有一个类似的情况
we're living in this western world there's something is very similar
正像以色列当时蒙神特别的祝福一样
and just like Israel was extremely blessed by God
觉得美国呀可以说是有史以来最蒙上帝祝福的一个国家
and United States is a country that has extremely blessed by God
也正如以色列一样他自己怎么样放弃了自己的神
but just like Israelites that we have starting to give up our own God
所以导致了神愤怒的临到他的国家被灭掉
and so we talk about the God's anger so the Israel was destroyed
美国现在也是在远离神的道路上越走越远
and so this country has drifted away from God
可以说世俗的影响啊是越来越强大、啊、
and so the secular world has influenced Christian a lot
那么最近的盖勒普的这个统计啊有最新的数据出炉、啊、
and so the recent Gallup data
那么这个数据呢让人家很触目惊心的、啊、
and it's very scary
因为他说现在美国啊就是今年啊 的统计的话，只有73%的人相信有上帝存在。
And this Gallup, the data show there's only 73% of population believe there's a God.
因为在80年代的时候，这个数字是90%。
And in the 80s, the it shows that more than 90% believe in God.
而且这个趋势呢，是在不断的一个下降的过程。
And the trends continue to go down.
那么关于这个参加教会或者其他宗教团体的固定每个星期都去的这个人数的比例是多少？
And do you know what is the percentage of people attend church regularly?
今年的比例呢是46%。
And right now it's only 46%.
第一次低于了50%。
And this is the first time have been lower than 50%.
你知道在80年代的时候这个数字是70%。
And when in 1980, this, people go to church was 70%.
而且这个趋势呢还是进一步再往下滑。
And we know we see the trends continue to go down.
所以当人不敬畏神的时候，你就可以想象这个社会很多的混乱的事情发生，那是必然的结果。
And so is the is definitely that will happen when people do not honor God anymore.
所以面对这样一个纷乱的世界，教会应当怎么办？
And when we facing a such a chaotic world, what the church stand?
我们可以看到教会呢，一般都采取三种不同的方法。
And there's a three different way that how church deal with it.
第一种方法就是与世隔绝。
And so it's the first one is isolation.
既然这社会这么堕落的话，我们就尽量不要跟他们来往。
And such a chaotic world, so we want to isolate ourselves.
最明显的代表呢，我想你如果去过那个宾夕法尼亚州的有阿米什人哈。
And so if you have a visit the Pennsylvania, there's Amish people there.
他们就过着他们当初来美国是什么样的生活，就是什么样的生活。
They live the life that when the in the beginning of the United States, what kind of life they were living, and they're living exactly the same.
所以他们没有通电的。
And there's no electricity.
没有所有这个现代的这些个手机啊、电脑这些东西。
There's no Wi-Fi, there's no smartphones.
他们穿着当初的衣服，做的农耕，当初的生活。
And the same agriculture and the same clothes.
因为他们害怕自己的信仰会因为这些变化而不得不蜕变。
And so they're afraid their world will be their face will be contaminated.
实际上教会也有这种倾向和压力。
And so the church has the same tendency to go that route as well.
所以教会有自己的圈子。
And we have our own circle.
我们有自己的文化。
We have our own culture.
甚至我们有自己的音乐。
And we have our own music.
我们有自己的出版社。
We have our own publication.
我们有基督教的学校。
And we have a Christian school.
你信不信由你，我们有自己的偶像。
And believe it or not, we have our own idols.
世界人追明星的话，我们在教会照样可以追明星的。
And so the church, the worship, the follow celebrity, we have our own celebrity or idols.
我们害怕把孩子送到公立学校去，于是我们就要什么 homeschooling.
And so we are afraid to send our kids to public school, so we do homeschool.
我们尽一切的可能把这一切我们要跟世界上的隔开。不要让世界来影响我。
And so we'll try every effort to isolate ourselves.
实际上这上面这些做法是相对比较消极的。
And so those ways that is very, very passive.
第一个，首先你没有办法跟世界隔离。
First of all, you can really isolate yourself from the world.
因为我们生活在这个世界。
Because we live in this world.
那么第二个方面来说，基督徒的使命是让我们怎么样？
And secondly, what is our mission?
那么基督给我们的使命是要把福音传到地极的。
We have a mission that we need to spread the gospel to the end of the world.
所以注定了我们没有办法跟世界隔离。
So we cannot isolate from the world.
但是这个压力实在是很大。
The pressure is huge.
很多的时候我们信主时间久了自然会这样。
And after we become a Christian for a long time, we is automatic, we try to isolate.
因为我们自己越来越喜欢跟基督徒在一起。
We more like to spend time with Christians.
因为我们想法一致。
Because we think the same.
我们的价值观一致。
Our values the same.
我们也比较能谈得来。
And we can communicate better.
所以刚信主的时候，你还有一些没有信主的朋友。
And so in the beginning, as a Christian, you just become a believer, then you still have a non-believer friends.
时间久的话，你大概都没有什么非基督徒的朋友。
And after you become a Christian for a long time, then you don't have lot of non-Christian friends.
因为你会觉得非常 comfortable， 你跟弟兄姐妹在一起。
Because you feel comfortable with the brothers and sisters.
那是很自然的事情。
And that's natural.
但是有的时候我们会忘记我们的使命在哪里。
But we tend to forget what is our own mission.
以前有个姐妹，她就是非常热心的在教会里服侍哈。
And there's one sister who's very zealous of serving the church.
有一天她觉得好像缺了点什么。
But one day she feel that there's something, a sense of something's missing.
有一天有一个主日的话，她就没有去教会，她而是利用这个时间，她去看望一些个没有信主的朋友。
And so one Sunday she did not go to church. Instead, she went to visit non-believer, non-Christian friends.
她意识到说，在她的生命中里面。然后能够跟别人去分享福音，是一个多么美好跟快乐的事。
She senses that it's wonderful to share her faith with her non-Christian friends.
所以我们跟世界的关系，我们是要与世界分别为圣，没有错。
We need to be sanctified from the world.
但是并不是说我们要与世界隔离。
But we should not isolate.
所以我们与世界的接触是不可避免。
And it's inevitable that to have a contact with the world.
那么这种接触是一种怎么样的方式呢？
But what kind of way is this engaging?
我们来看看但以理和他的朋友在跟他的世界接触的时候，他们采取什么样的态度。
And we look at the Daniel and his friend. What is their way when they contact a very strange world?
我们知道他们是亡国之人，他们没有自由的选择。
And we knew that they have no choice because they're country was perished.
他们被带到王宫之后呢，这个完全是受到当时文化的影响。
They were carried into the temple of Babylon, so they were influenced by the culture.
我们可以看到他们的名字都被改掉。
And all their names has been changed.
第六节、第七节。
And so verse 6 and 7.
其实他们这个原先的名字哈，希伯来这个文的名字，这个名字是。都有上帝的这个意思在里面。
And the beginning of their Jewish name has a meaning of something meaning of God.
所以像比如说但以理，但以理这个名的意思就是说上帝是审判官。
And for example, Daniel means the God is a judge.
就是亚威是审判官啊，有上帝的名字在里面。
It has God's name in there.
那被改了之后呢，其实这都是外邦的那些神的名字。
And after he changed it, has a name of a foreign god.
他们是没有办法，所以在王宫里面，他们就被叫这个名字。
And so they have no control over it. So in the temple, they were called those foreign names.
但是你发现，在整卷书里面，但以理这个书里面全部用的是什么？他的希伯来文的名字。
And but if you look at the book of Daniel, all the name they use is the Jewish names.
他们依然。坚信他们的信仰。
They were holding firm of their faith.
有些事情是他们没有办法改变。
And there are some things they have no control.
但是有些事情是他们可以坚持。
But there are something they can continue to persist.
所以但以理和他的朋友这群年轻人在整个这个世界他们周围的生活翻天覆地的这个变化当中。
And so they're living a very extremely turbulent world.
那么我们看到他们怎么样来拒绝与当时的文化混合
？And we let's look at how they refuse that to be conform to that world.
而且他们也拒绝这样的妥协。
And they refuse to compromise.
弟兄姐妹，这个世界呀，就是在逼迫我们。
And so this world actually is continuing to press us.
这个压力就是要我们要跟世界。一样的融合。
And so the pressures try to conform to this world.
所以教会呢就是在不断的妥协当中。
And so the church is continue to compromise.
因为教会面临着这个压力哈。
And so we're facing those pressures.
所以呢在这种妥协融合的过程中。
And between the compromising and conform.
很多时候我们就丧失了我们信仰的最基本的原则。
And we lost the basic principle of our faith.
你看到有些教会啊，现在改名字不叫教会了哈。
And so you see, some churches have changed their name. They do not call themselves church.
我管的教会叫中心哈。
And they call centers.
然后呢，这个教会进去的话也没有十字架了哈。
And no longer you see a cross.
然后那个崇拜的地方呢，看起来更像剧场，而不像一个教会。
The worship place is more like a theater.
其实这还都是表面的现象。
And those are just on the surface.
所以根本的有些把他的原则都放弃。
And fundamentally, a lot of people give up their basic principles.
你看到这个世界上有推动同性恋婚姻的这个事情啊。
And you see that in this world, they promote a homosexuality.
教会就有人出来去支持同性恋。
And church will support the homosexual.
甚至有些教会暗立这个同性恋的人做牧师。
And so there are some churches that have homosexual pastors.
我就看到有一个照片，有一个人居然把那同性恋的那个标志挂在一个十字架上。
And so the homosexual sign I put on the cross.
我都不晓得这是不伦不类的什么东西。
And you have no idea what's that.
所以教会会面临的这种压力，要求被同化。
And so church will facing those pressures, we how up to be assimilated to this world.
所以就像这场乌克兰战争一样。
Just like the, this war between Ukraine and Russia.
任何事情发生，教会就会面临着压力，你要选边站。
And so anything happen that church are facing, we need to take side.
所以在俄罗斯的东正教支持俄罗斯政府。
And so the Orthodox in Russia will support their own country.
那么在乌克兰的东正教支持乌克兰政府。
In Ukraine, Orthodox will support their government.
于是两边的教会分裂了。
And so the church split.
因为本来他们这两边的教会 是在一起的，都在俄罗斯东正教大主教的管辖之下。
And they were under the same bishop before, now they're split.
那我在想，如果台湾海峡发生战争的话，这会不会对我们华人教会也有影响？
And so if there is a war between Taiwan and China, will that affect our Chinese church?
所以有些问题值得我们去思考。
And there are things that is worth for us to ponder.
我们应该选一个哪边站哈？
And what side we should take?
我想大家知道我以前举过例子讲过潘霍华的故事。
And so you know I have used an example of the Bonhoeffer.
那么他是一个德国的神学家。
He was a German theologian.
那么在上个世纪的时候，当纳粹德国兴起的时候。
And so the last century when Nazi was in charge.
当德国教会很多人追随纳粹的时候。
And so there are many German churches that follow Nazi.
他就有这样的勇气跟胆量。
He had the courage to stand up.
来说出不同的声音。
And to speak different voice.
因为他选边站。他选择站在基督的一边。
He took the side on God's side.
他选择站在正义的一边。
He stood on the righteous side.
当然，他为此付出了生命的代价。
So he paid for his life.
最后，他死在狱中。
And he's died in the jail.
但是他的故事流传下来，哎，给我们有个美好的见证。
But his story has remained that really remind us what a beautiful testimony.
所以，弟兄姐妹，当我们面临在这个世界有压力让我们同化的时候，我们知道我们是要跟世界保持接触。
And so when the pressure from this world that we need to conform, we need to understand we do need to engage.
但是我们不能跟世界融合。
But we cannot compromise.
那到底我们跟世界的关系是怎么样的？
But what is the relationship between us and the world?
所以但以理他们是身处异邦哈。
And so Daniel living in a foreign country.
那么他们的国家已经没有了。
And the country, their own country is already gone.
他们的信仰也不再受保护。
And their faith will no longer be protected.
但是但以理展现出美好的信心。
But Daniel showed a wonderful faith.
因为他在逆境中他依然持守着犹太人的信仰。
And in the bad environment, he continued to hold his own faith.
因为他相信上帝掌权。
He believed God is reigning the world.
所以弟兄姐妹，这句话同样适用于我们今天的生活。
So this is also applied to our life now.
所以不论我们周围的环境变得怎么样。
No matter what circumstances have changed.
可能有利于我们的信仰。
And sometimes good for our faith.
可能有的时候不利于我们的信仰。
And sometimes is opposite.
甚至受到迫害。
So we're being persecuted.
但是上帝依然掌权。
But God continues to reign.
那么美国或许会兴旺。
And America may be prosperous.
那美国可能会衰微。
Maybe will become weaker and weaker.
但是上帝的国度却永不衰落。
But God's kingdom will never deteriorate.
所以我们与 世界的关系啊，不是对抗。
And so our relationship with the world is not fighting, confronting.
这个是很多基督徒误解的地方。
This is very often a Christian misunderstood.
我们要影响这个世界。
We have need to have an influence of the world.
但我们不是要对抗这个世界。
But we do not want to fight and confront the world.
为什么？神没有把这个使命交给我们。
But God never gave that mission to us.
我们要宣扬福音，去影响这个世界，改变这个世界。
We need to spread the gospel to change the world.
但是神从来没有让我们去对付这个世界，去胜过这个世界。
God said you never want to overcome the world.
谁胜过这个世界？
Who can overcome the world?
耶稣基督。
Only Jesus.
我们胜不过这个世界的。
We cannot do it.
而且最后也是基督再来的时候，他要一锤定音，胜过这个世界。
And only when his second coming, that victory finally won.
所以很多的时候啊，我们知道这些不合神的心，我们有一个斗争的这种精神哈。
And so sometimes we see things that doesn't go the right way, what we think that we want to fight and confront.
那么我们想，这个是正义的。
And we think this is righteous.
我想很多的时候呢，这个教会花了很多的精力去做这方面的事情。
And very often churches spend a lot of time and energy to do that.
实际上是打了一场错误的战争。
And I think we really it's the wrong word to get involved.
有人以为这次高等法院的裁决是一场胜利。
And a lot of people think this Supreme Court ruling is a victory.
我想这个大概根本就谈不上什么胜利。
I would not really call that a victory.
我想有些言过其实。
It's probably a little bit exaggerated.
充其不过大概就是回光返照。
It may be just a flashback before you die.
因为这种下滑的趋势还会继续。
And this continued deteriorate will continue.
所以呢，我们在面对这些时候，我们真的不要灰心，也不要气馁。
When we facing those situations, do not get discouraged.
我们应该让上帝的声音能够在这个世界被听到。
We need to let people to hear the voice of God.
所以过去半个世纪，美国的这个文化跟人口的结构发生了很大的变化。
So last half century, this is the American, the structure of the society has changed tremendously.
那么再过五十年的话，我想这个趋势可能会更加严重。
And so the next 50 years probably is going to get even worse.
美国呢，应该是这个基督教保守势力的一个最后的堡垒了。
And so the United States should probably be the base station of the last base station of the world.
我们知道欧洲啊，这个基督徒的比例已经相当低了。
And Europe, the Christian population continues to decline.
所以这种情况的演绎是可以预见的结果。
So we can absolutely to see what's going to come.
所以我们要清楚说我们对世界的态度是什么。
So we need to really sure what is the attitude when we're facing those issues.
所以当事情发生的时候，我们知道我们的信心是在我们的主耶稣基督的身上。
So when things happen, we know our faith is in Jesus Christ.
他必会得胜。
He will overcome.
所以我们可以想象一下，如果当初但以理跟他的朋友不是按照神的心意去做哈。
And so we just think about if Daniel and his friend did not follow God.
他们决定是要拿起刀枪来跟巴比伦来作战的话。
If we really want to fight with Babylon.
那是什么结果？
What will be the consequence?
就没有我们现在看到但以理书的这些见证。
We will never see the testimony in the book of Daniel.
巴比伦会灭亡的。
Yes, the Babylon has perished.
到他该灭亡的时候，神就会把他灭掉了。
And when his time is up,He was perished.
所以我没有必要为周围的事情发生的话，我们有这种抗争的心态。
And so when things happen, we do not be confrontational.
因为基督必将胜过这个世界。
Christ will overcome.
只是不是现在。
And may not be now.
要待神预定的时间。
And there will be the time for God's time.
所以我们的使命只是要大声的疾呼。
And our mission is to have a voice.
要让世界知道基督的福音。
And to let the world know the gospel.
要让世界知道上帝的慈爱。
And know his love.
最重要的是让世界看到我们信仰的见证。
And more importantly, to let the world to see our testimonies.
我们接下来的 这几个月我们都会看到但以理跟他的朋友就是以这样的见证向世人说明他们的神是最伟大的神。
So next few months we're going to see Daniel and their friends testimony their God is the best.
当预备这次讲章的时候
And when I was prepared the sermon
我就翻了翻我以前讲到的资料
So I was looking at some of the sermon I did before.
那么这段经文我以前讲过的
And this pastor I ever have preached before.
我讲之前是在2012年
And so I preached the same sermon 2012.
整整十年之前。
And that was 10 years ago.
当然是同样的经文，但当时我是放在不同的应用上。
And so it was the same passage, but it was different application.
当时我是讲到同性恋的问题。
And so I was preaching about homosexuality.
十年前的时候，那个时候为同性恋的问题正争吵的。正是不可开交的时候。
And so ten years ago, people were fighting over the issue tremendously.
当时我就提醒教会的弟兄姐妹，我们说，我们可以为这个呼喊，但是你要知道，最终他们会得逞。
And yeah, even though we can talk about them fighting about, but eventually they will win the battle.
我想十年过后，我再重新看我以前的讲章。
So,
哎呀，真是不幸被我言中。
And ten years later, when I looked the sermon, yeah, it became a reality.
所以弟兄姐妹，关于堕胎呀、同性婚姻这些事情，还会一样反反复复。
And those abortion issue and the homosexual issue will continue to repeat itself.
但是，整个世界是在下滑的方向走。
And we know the world is going down.
这个趋势几乎是不可以扭转。
And this trend is inevitable.
但是我们要知道。我们的神依然掌管这个世界。
But we have to know our Lord still reigns in the world.
所以但以理书啊是非常精彩的。
And the book of Daniel is very rich.
它有很多的故事。
Has a lot of stories.
又有很多的意象。
A lot of visions.
既有真理又有盼望。
And there's a truth and there's a hope.
那么在这个外邦这个巴比伦的王宫里面。
And so in the foreign palace.
那么这些先知为我们上演了一台美妙的图画。
The prophet presented was amazing pictures.
他给当时那些流亡的犹太人带来很大的鼓舞。
It became an inspiration to those exiled Jews.
因为他见证了上帝的主权。
Because they testify God's sovereignty.
那么同时也告诉教会我们，提醒我们现在我们怎么样。学习这些榜样来面对我们现在的。
He also provided a biblical principle for the church to face the challenge of the outside world.
我说教会呢，当与世界分别。
And so even though the church need to be separate from the world,
但不是与世界隔离。
But it's not isolated from the world.
教会应当与世界接触。
And we need to engage the world.
但是不是与世界融合。
But we're not compromising with the world.
教会应该去影响世界。
And we need to influence the world.
但不是与世界对抗。
But we're not fighting with the world.
那么教会应该成为什么呢？
What church should become?
教会应该成为世界的灯塔。
And should become a beacon of the world.
让世界听到上帝的声音。
So let the world to hear God's voice.
让世界见证主耶稣基督的大能。
And so to let the world to see the great power of Jesus Christ.
这个正是当今教会的挑战所在。
And this is the challenge of the our churches.
教会必须有能力。
And church has to have a power.
教会必须有见证。
And have to have a good testimonies.
那我以前在 Richmond 读书的时候啊。
When I was studying in Richmond.
那 Virginia 啊。
In Virginia.
不是加州这个不是这边的。
Richmond in Virginia.
那么在那个地方读书的时候呢，就有一个家庭哈。
And so there's a family when I was there.
那个家庭呢，他们就服侍当地的一些个无家可归者。
So we're serving in the homeless populations.
所以他们每年都会安排时间去帮助那些无家可归的人。
And they were set a time to help those homeless people.
所以。他们不但付出了时间，也付出了金钱。
And besides, they spend the time; they also spend money.
更是把他们的爱心和基督的福音传给他们周围的人。
And they share their love and the gospel with the people.
所以他们这样坚持做，一直做了多，一直做了35年。
And so they continue to do it for 35 years.
所以当时那些个负责跟他们一起 负责这些个服事的有一些都不是基督徒的人啊。
And so there's the people who work with them and were non-Christians.
所以看到他们身上的见证，真是他们都会受到感动。
And they were extremely moved when they see their testimonies.
所以弟兄姐妹，现在这个时代真的是需要这样的见证。
Brother and sister, nowadays we really need those kind of testimonies.
你如果看到新闻的话，每天讲的教会啊都是负面的东西哈。
When you watch the news, everything, every time they talk about church, usually is negative.
没有什么好消息。
And usually not over many good news.
教会要做什么好事的，他不会上新闻去报道。
And if church do good things, it's not going to be on the news.
那么有什么出了丑闻了，马上就上头条。
If there's a scandal, then it'll be on the news.
所以，但是我们就是真是越是在这样的情况下，我们越需要珍惜我们现今所有的机会。
And so even under circumstances, we need to treasure the opportunities.
用我们的生命
use our life
来见证主耶稣基督的大能
to testify the power of Jesus Christ.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your grace.
你赐给我们话语。
You have given your words.
你赐给我们能力。
You give us the strength.
我们更感谢你赐给我们新的生命。
We just want to thank you more that you have given us a new life.
求主你擦亮我们的眼睛。
And really clear our eyes.
让我们认识真理。
And so we see the truth.
让我们更加看清我们的世周围所处的世界。
And continue to see the world we're in.
愿我们单单的仰望主耶稣基督。
When look upon you.
愿我们的定睛在万有荣有的上帝的身上。
And fixated on this eternal God.
知道说主你必与我们同在。
Until that we know that you always be with us.
主你必将胜过这个世界。
And you will overcome the world.
主愿主你纪念我们在地上的劳苦。
And remember our labor.
也求主你坚固我们的心。
And continue to strengthen our hearts.
让我们在凡事上我们选择活出信心。
And in everything we lift your faith.
正像但以理和他的朋友一样。
Just like Daniel and their friends.
在这败坏的世界之中，我们能见证主耶稣基督的荣美。
And in this corrupt world, we can continue to testify the beautiful testimony of Jesus Christ.
主你知道我们的软弱。
You know our weakness.
愿主你用大能的手亲自的扶持我们。
Your powerful hand continue to lift us up.
直到主耶稣基督再来的日子。
Until your second coming.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.